Well, a disappointed Jaguars team left the field at Ford Field in Detroit knowing that they had left way too many opportunities on the field. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rapid Recap. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars fell 26-19 this Sunday and dropped to 2-8 on the season. But it wasn't because they couldn't overcome some of their past mistakes. Today, they actually got sacks and they got turnovers. Blake Bortles moved the team up the field. Today, it was a couple of all-new problems, like a punt return for a touchdown and an interception pick six early in the third quarter that took away the Jaguars' opportunity.
You know, I think offensively, there's been some good stuff done. We've done a lot of good things, and it's been overshadowed by not winning. That's what happens, and we understand that, and we got to fix the areas where we're not so good at. So it's a never-ending battle.
You know, you can't give up now. Six games left. You still want to go out strong regardless. So my main thing is I'm confident in all these guys in here as far as, you know, having their mindset and getting ready for next week. I mean, regardless of the outcome, I feel like, you know, these guys come out and play their butts off 24/7.
Frustrated, disappointed. We had a number of opportunities to close the game out and take over the game, and we didn't do so.
One of the big stories all week was Telvin Smith, the Jaguars' third-year linebacker whose brother was tragically murdered in Valdosta, Georgia last Sunday. Missed practice most of the week, returned on Friday. Today, he was all over the field. That natural leader, that inspiring presence for the Jaguars, made play after play. After the game, he was too emotional to talk, but a couple of his teammates would speak for him.
I wasn't surprised what Telvin did because he's a natural-born leader, and I already knew that just from the experience that he had that he was going to bring 100%, 110%, because he brings 100% every day in practice and in the game. So I wasn't surprised from his energy and things like that, and I used his energy to just play for him.
You know, you can imagine all the emotions that he's going through, and I think during the game he did a good job pushing him aside, but I'm sure now, you know, that calms down a little bit. It'll probably hit him again, but I give him and TJ credit. You know, TJ had a death in his family, too. And so both those guys were fighting through some things personally. And, you know, to come on the road and be with their teammates and fight like they did, you know, give them a lot of credit.
Well, the notes segment of Rapid Recap is all about injuries. Four starters were gone before halftime. Mercedes Lewis, Aaron Colvin, Patrick Omame, and TJ Yeldon. And there was a long line at the X-ray room at Ford Field after it was all said and done. The Jaguars go home and then come back up north on a cold day next Sunday. It looks like they'll face the Buffalo Bills. They go home 2-8 after a 26-19 loss at Ford Field to the Lions. With your Rapid Recap, I'm Brian Sexton.